Game on!
Yeah, game on!
Blue Jackets fans, your time is now.
That's an attention getter.
This is CBJ in 30, presented by Tel-Hio Credit Union. Find out more and open an account online at telhio.org.
Do it. Do it.
Now, here's your host. He may not be the biggest.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
But he's certainly the best.
I know he's got balls of steel, that guy.
Bob McGilligan.
It is a formality here for the Blue Jackets. They're coming home with a 2-0 lead. And the Tampa Bay Lightning is as unsure of anything as they have been all year. Dubinsky stands behind his own net. Nobody will even go in and challenge him. The Blue Jackets are starting to leave the bench almost already as time runs down. And I got two words for you. Game over! The dismantling of the Tampa Bay Lightning at the hands of the Columbus Blue Jackets in Game 2 is complete.
You talk about you take farm on, baby. You check the farm on. But you turn me up, you take farm on, baby. You check the farm on. But you turn me on, you check the farm on.
Boy, did the Blue Jackets ever drop a bomb on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Winning Game 2 last night by the final score of 5-1. Did you hear me correctly? 5-1. Now, this is just 2 days after having to come back from a 3-0 deficit at the end of the first period and finding a way to win the game 4-3. 5-1. The Blue Jackets were in control almost the entire way. And I'll say almost because when the game was made 3-1, then Tampa got a little bit of life. Then they started to get some jump. Then they started to look like they might be able to score a second goal. But looks were deceiving because the Blue Jackets had the better game plan and the Blue Jackets had the better execution, and the Blue Jackets have a 2-0 lead heading back to Columbus. Welcome to CBJ in 30, presented by Tel-Hio Credit Union. I'm Bob McElligott. Listen, coming to Tampa, did you think that the Blue Jackets would be up 2-0? Did you? Be honest. Be honest, if you were the one that said, absolutely, just like last year, the Blue Jackets are going to win the first 2 games on the road. Win 2 games on the road against the best team the regular season has seen in quite some time. 62 wins, 128 points. That team, they're going to go into their building and take both games? Come on. I was saying the Blue Jackets have to steal one of these 2 games. But they decided to be greedy, and they decided to take both of them. And I am just fine with that. Some of the highlights from last night. Matt Duchene, 4-point night. He sets up Cam Atkinson early to give the Blue Jackets a 1-0 lead. Zach Werenski, with a power play goal, makes it 2-0. And then on the power play, again, Matt Duchene puts another one on the board. Makes it a 3-0 game for the Blue Jackets. The power play is on fire right now. Did you think you would ever hear those words? And here's the funny thing about the power play. Even though there were spurts during the year where it was okay, it still finished 28th in the league. It's still, and I know that a lot of that was the early numbers, but at the end it wasn't very good either. It really wasn't. It wasn't that good near the end of the season. Now the penalty kill, that is a different story. The penalty kill continues to be stellar for the Blue Jackets. And it's that penalty kill that actually won the game. In many ways, it's the penalty kill that won the game, and I'll tell you why. Because when Tampa scored to make it 3-1, then the Blue Jackets took a penalty. If the Tampa Bay Lightning gets the next goal of that game, it's definitely game on. I mean, after they got their first goal, the building was back in it. The people were engaged again. It was loud. It was tough to play there. The Lightning were buzzing around the Blue Jackets' net, and all of a sudden they're going on the power play. But the Blue Jackets come up with a huge penalty kill. And the momentum was taken back to their side. And soon after that, Riley Nash. Are you listening to me? Riley Nash. You know Riley. Riley signed as a free agent last summer. Blue Jackets thought that they had really gotten a guy on a steal, to be honest. They signed him to a 3-year contract. They figure that he is going to be pretty doggone good for them for the next couple of years, that he can play at the center position. He can play on any line. And then he went out and he struggled all year long. He's not playing center. He's playing wing. He's playing wing on the fourth line. Riley Nash had 3 goals during the regular season. But you know one thing that's great about the Stanley Cup playoffs? Anybody can be a hero on any given night. And Riley Nash buries the fourth goal. First of all, Boone Jenner does a great job of hustling to get to the puck and then get it to the middle of the ice where Nash can get it, has time to pick his spot, and take the shot on the high blocker side. So give Jenner a ton of credit. But Nash putting that puck in the net, then you feel like, all right, this is it. This is it right here. Riley Nash has scored. It's again a three-goal lead. And all they did was went on to add another one when they got the Lightning scrambling in their own end. And Matt Duchene found Artemi Panarin wide open to tuck a puck into an empty net because Vasilevskiy was so far overcommitted to his left, thinking Duchene was going to take the shot. Just a terrific game, an impressive game, a statement game, in my opinion, for the Columbus Blue Jackets last night. You know, we talked yesterday about the Lightning and the attitude after game one seemed to be, well, that was all on us. The reason they won is because we made mistakes. We just clean up our mistakes, and it'll be fine. They cannot say that after game two. The Blue Jackets took that game from them. They didn't steal it. They went right in, looked them in the eye, and grabbed it. They took it. And the Blue Jackets are in the driver's seat. Now, we all know what the driver's seat is from a year ago, right? The driver's seat is a great place to be in going home. You've got to make sure you don't wind up in the back seat by the time you're done playing at home. Last year it happened. I don't want to get into last year so much because that was then, this is now. But it did happen where the Blue Jackets won the first two and they dropped four straight. Never won a game on home ice. That has got to change. Obviously, it's got to change. And they will have the opportunity tomorrow, playing at Nationwide Arena at 7 o'clock, have the opportunity to wipe a part of that slate clean and take a commanding 3-0 lead in this best of seven series. I can't wait to see it. I'm at that point right now where that was so fun to watch last night. Look, the first game was unbelievable, right? Down 3-0, coming all the way back and winning. That was unbelievable. Last night, it was just, I was just impressed. Impressed is the word. The Blue Jackets haven't played that structurally sound for an entire game, I don't think, all year. I was talking with the goaltending coach, Manny Legacy, after the game, and I said, you know, that might be the best game the team played all year. He goes, well, you know, the San Jose game coming home after being in Ottawa the night before. I was, okay, yeah, that's fine. I will give you that. And there's probably one of those games against Washington that was a really good game. But this game is on the biggest stage. This game is in the Stanley Cup playoffs. This game is against the team that won the President's Trophy, having the best record during the regular season. This team, the Tampa Bay Lightning, they got booed off the ice after the second period. Literally booed off the ice. Can you believe that? They won 62 games. They tied an NHL record, and they were getting booed off the ice. I'm telling you, they are in complete and utter shock and disbelief. And I'm not saying that they won't rally because they're too good to count them out, in my opinion. They're just too good to count them out. But with that being said, I don't think they know which way is up right now. I really don't. I don't think they have any idea what to do against the Blue Jackets. The Blue Jackets took away the middle of the ice. They like to go to the middle of the ice. They like to get tips. They like to redirect pucks. And it happened a little bit. But for the most part, it was gone. They would throw the puck to the middle of the ice, and the Blue Jackets would have somebody there. There would be man on man. There would be a stick on a puck. Or there would just be nobody there because they never could get there. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. The layers of defense the Blue Jackets put up between the Lightning player carrying the puck and Sergei Bobrovsky. Sergei had a relatively easy night last night, and he deserves it, by goodness, because he had a rough night in game one, and he came out shining like a star. But he had a relatively easy game, and that's a credit to his teammates. Man, what work they did last night. What incredibly hard work they did and made it look easy. Listen, you know me. I'm honest with you. When things are good, but there's a hint of not so good under the surface, I bring it to your attention. I say, hey, it's great. Enjoy this, but watch out for this. This could have happened. That could have happened. In game one, John Tortorella told me yesterday in my pregame interview with him, that game could have been 7-0 if Bobrovsky doesn't make those two big stops at the beginning of the second period. He's absolutely right. So that game was good, but, you know, you made the mistakes in the first. This game, this game was just so, again, impressive. Just impressive. If they could play like this for two more games, well, if they can, you know. But it's still a long way away. That's the unfortunate part about it. It's a great part and the unfortunate part about the Stanley Cup playoffs in a best of seven series. The great part is you win an awesome game like last night. The other part is you still have to win two more before you can advance. It is so grueling. It is the toughest playoff in pro sports, in my opinion. And I think it is in many people's opinions. But man, to watch this team turn into a team, to watch this team gel, John Tortorella's got a game plan. He said that from day one. We know how we want to play that team. Just those words. We know how we want to play that team. There's a plan. And the players have to be bought into the plan and execute the plan if you want to go anywhere. These guys have bought in. These guys are executing. And believe me, now they know that they have the upper hand. Now they know that they can win. They truly believe they can win two more games in this series. And why wouldn't they? They've already won the first two. They've just got to go out there and do it. And I don't know where it goes if they do it, but I'll tell you this. What many of them went through last year, if they can turn the tables and do it differently this year and keep playing like they did last night, woe be it to the teams that are on the schedule, because the Blue Jackets have come to play. Last night after the game, Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella gathered with the media. Let me play a little bit of that for you.
It's 3-1, and I feel like they're starting to get maybe a little bit of momentum. You have a huge penalty kill, and then Riley Nash scores a goal. Did that feel like a big transition moment for you there?
Oh, it's certainly a big moment there because they were pushing. It's just a great effort by Jens to win the puck as far as gaining the zone. Sure, because they were coming. They were coming.
We talk so much about anticipating their push early. How important were the first couple of shifts for you guys in terms of handling whatever they threw at you and setting your own pace, I guess?
Yeah, we were ready to play. You know, we're just trying to play. And we respect the team. We know how good they are. We're just trying to go about our business best way we think we need to in this series.
You see the Kucherov hit near the end?
I did.
Any thoughts on it?
No, I'm not going to give you any thoughts on it. I think it's self-explanatory.
John, given the opponent and the arena you're playing in tonight, is it going to be hard, even hard for a guy like you to find fault with anything about this effort tonight?
Oh, I like the way our team played. Yeah, I think we're getting better and better in certain situations. We're going to have to keep on getting better. But I thought we played better than game one. We're going to have to play better in game three than we did in game two.
John, one of Tampa Bay's strengths is speed and forecheck, and you slowed them down and took away their forecheck. I don't want you to give away secrets here, but how have you kind of taken them out of their game?
Yeah, we're just trying to play, Eric.
That's not very helpful.
No, I know. Sorry.
There's playoff Torts, very relaxed, very complimentary of his team, as well he should be for the way they played last night. Now, one thing that was asked was about the Nikita Kucherov hit that happened in the third period when he tripped Marcus Nutavara. He knows he's getting the tripping call. Nutavara is getting up. He's on one knee. He's right near the boards, and Kucherov comes over, and he hip checks him in the side of the head. And then Nick Foligno went after Kucherov, and then there's a pileup, and Hedman and Josh Anderson were going at it. But it's a dangerous hit. It's an absolutely dangerous hit, and they're going to look at it, and he may or may not be playing in the next game. And I don't even know if it matters at this point. No offense to Nikita Kucherov. He finished the year with 128 points. He was the best in the NHL. He's probably the MVP. He has yet to score a point in this series. And his frustration was what it just overtook him. It just overtook what he was doing. He was so frustrated that he couldn't get anything done. Then he goes and he makes a dumb play like that, and it might cost him a game or so. Who knows? We'll wait and see what the league decides to do. But it was just, it epitomizes the entire game. I think when you have the Tampa Bay Lightning more interested in fighting than scoring, you're doing your job. You're under their skin, and you are doing your job. So, great job that it was. Speaking of fighting, Braden Point fought. And well, that's surprising in its own right. But guess what? What's more surprising for you and I is he fought Zach Werenski. Yes, Zach Werenski with a fight. Can you believe it? And he also had a goal, and he also had an assist. For those of you that are new to the game, that is considered to be a Gordie Howe hat trick, because when Gordie Howe played, that was just commonplace. That was just a regular night for him. A goal, an assist, a fight. And Zach Werenski, being from Detroit, he certainly understands what a Gordie Howe hat trick is. I had a chance to catch up with Zach after the game last night.
Zach, huge win here. Let's start with the team perspective first for you guys to come in here and do what you did tonight and just shut them down. How did you do it? How did you make it look really relatively easy tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone's just playing hard in here. Everyone wants to win. We have that belief in our locker room right now. And it's a ton of fun going out there and playing that way. So everyone's pulling the rope there, you know, in our way. And it's just, like I said, a ton of fun to go out there and play like we have been.
Seems like you guys did a great job of taking away the middle of the ice from them here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think whenever you can push teams to the outside, it makes it harder for them to score. So, you know, we just got to keep playing good defense and keep working hard moving forward.
All right, I'm going to ask you, did you ever think in the National Hockey League you would have a Gordie Howe hat trick?
No, I probably won't ever get one again, but it was a pretty cool moment tonight for sure.
When that happened, at what point did you say, all right, I guess this is going, we got to put the gloves down?
Kind of right away. I've never been in that situation before, so it all kind of happened so quick, but, I'm happy it's over with.
How about your teammates feeding off of that? What did they have to say to you?
Yeah, they're all pretty fired up. Everyone's calling me Gordy now, so, it's pretty funny.
You were in this spot last year. You're going back home again, up 2-0. Torch always talks about every time you get in the playoffs, there's something to learn. You can gain experience. What's the experience going to do for you this time around?
Yeah, I think each playoff series is kind of its own. We can take, certain things away from last year being up 2-0, but, Sunday's a whole new game against a whole new team, so. We just have to go out there and play our game and, just play like we have been.
Zach Werenski, first, and as he said, probably his last Gordie Howe hat trick last night as he fought Braden Point in the game. When he said it's a new game in a new team, as I listened to that, I was just thinking it probably will be a bit of a new Lightning team, because I would be surprised if John Cooper goes with the same bodies that he did in the first two games. Now, if Kucherov comes out, that's going to force his hand at forward. But, he's got the very well-experienced Ryan Callahan as a scratch. He's got Braden Coburn as a defenseman that has played over 130 playoff games as a scratch. Those are two veteran guys he can bring back into the lineup and try to steady things a little bit. So it might be a new team that the Blue Jackets play tomorrow night. But anyway, for Zach Werenski, it was a great night. That shot that he took to get the goal, that was reminiscent of his rookie year. He didn't waste any time. He got the puck. He went backhand, forehand, couple of strides, bam, upper right-hand corner. He was that was terrific, and it was much needed, because it 1-0. It's nice, but you're playing the Lightning. They've got a bunch of firepower. Now you make it 2-0. You can breathe a little bit. Once it gets to 3-0, you feel really good. But I thought he was really good last night, and John Tortorella was thrilled that he threw the gloves down. He was thrilled for what it did for his bench, because the guys fed off of it. Tampa tried to feed off it too. The old adage used to be, if you're up by 2 goals, don't fight, because the other team might get momentum. I felt that Tampa tried to get momentum off of that, and they just still couldn't do it. So credit the Blue Jackets for the way they played following that fight. And, I guess the momentum they got from Werenski being involved was more than the Lightning got from Braden Point being involved, because the Blue Jackets kept the Lightning from building anything and feasting on that energy. It was just gone. It was pretty much gone in a heartbeat. Matt Duchene, acquired by the Blue Jackets right before the trade deadline. We've talked so many times about how it gives the Blue Jackets a second line, a legitimate second line centerman. Talked about how he is so talented, he's so skilled, how he can put up goals. But with all of that being said, the consistency of Matt Duchene we have really yet to see since he came here. Well, last night it was on full display. Feeds Cam Atkinson for goal number one. Wins the faceoff to Werenski on goal number two. Scores goal number three. And then assists on Panarin's goal number five. Four-point night for Matt Duchene. A guy that hasn't been in the Stanley Cup playoffs in quite a while. I also talked with him after the game.
Matt, you've talked about how much you desired to return to the playoffs. And for you to personally have a game like this tonight with the 4 points, what's it mean to you?
You know what? The biggest thing is that, you know, is the win. I mean, I've waited a while to get another shot at this. And, you know, a lot of work's been put in to get back to this point. It's just fun to, you know, get the results we want in those first two games. So, obviously, we've put ourselves in a good spot, but we're halfway down the job, and we want to make sure that we really, you know, hammer the gas down even more.
The goal that Cam scored, the very first goal of the game, you fed him the assist. Is that something you guys worked on and, thought about making that type of a play?
Not really. He just got open. He had a great forecheck. They threw it up the wall. I was able to just get a hold of it. And he's a great goal scorer for a reason. I mean, one of the top guys in the league for putting the puck in the net. And he found that little opening, and it was an easy play for me. I just kind of threw it at his stick, and he did the rest. So, great play by him.
What about your goal that gave you a little bit more breathing room? Really made it, I can't say relaxed because you never relax in these games, but it made it a little bit easier for you.
Yeah, I mean, I thought our power play has been really strong. Obviously, it's been a key part of our success so far. I think we're doing a lot of good things on it. And, I mean, Brad made a great play there. We talked a little bit about maybe trying that before. And, it almost went in on the first try. And then I'm not sure how it went in, to be honest. The goalie was laying down. I thought, I'll just try and whack it and see what happens. And found a hole. So just one of those ones, I guess.
How happy were you? You got to return the favor to Artemi Panarin and set him up for basically an empty netter.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, Brad's played very well. And he's had a great season, and he's a huge player for us. So, that was, Nasher's goal was, for me, was the nail in the coffin. I mean, when they make it 3-1 there, they're pressing, they're doing some good things. We killed a huge penalty. I can't say enough good things about, what everyone's been doing. And we want to, everyone's going to keep having to play their role, and everyone's going to get a chance to shine and have a part in the series. And that's what we just got to keep pressing for. And it takes all 20 of us in here.
9 goals in the series, 9 different goal scorers. Matt Duchene is right. It takes all 20. And so far, everybody is pulling his weight. Let me tell you about Telhio Credit Union right now. At Telhio, they've been putting people over profits. They've been taking care of their members. They have been doing the extraordinary, and it's ordinary to them. I mean, it's not going out of the way to do something extraordinary. They've been doing all of this since 1934. That's right. Now, one thing you couldn't do in 1934 is find out all about Telhio Credit Union without actually going to one of their offices, which you can still do, by the way. If you want to be a throwback person and find out all about them, just drive to one of their local branches. Go in, talk to a person, and let them give you all the information. But back in 1934, they didn't even fathom that everybody would have their own computer or their own device, because the phone is basically a computer now in your hand. They could never fathom that you could just be at home, or you could be at work, or you could be anywhere in the world, and you could just log on to telhio.org. And there you could get the same information, find out about all of their accounts, find out about their services, whether it's personal, whether it's business. Maybe you need a loan. Maybe you want to open a checking account. Maybe it's a savings. Maybe it's a CD. Who knows? You can find it all out. And if you can't find it, there's a live chat option for you to click on and chat with somebody right then, right there. Telhio Credit Union is open to everyone in Central and Southwestern Ohio. They are federally insured by NCUA. On the Tampa side, we're flying out today, and I'm doing this before we fly out, so I didn't go get John Cooper's sound. I should, because he sounds like the most depressed person on the planet in his press conference last night. He compared what's going on with the Lightning to a 5-alarm fire. What does that tell you? He said, and this is how he said it, "Well, we haven't faced much adversity all year. It's been easy all year. So now we have adversity. And this is a 5-alarm fire." It was weird. It was weird. He seemed as stunned as his team, to be honest. Now, maybe he's not. Maybe he's just trying to present a calm demeanor in front of the media. Maybe that's what it is. maybe behind closed doors with his team, it's a different story. Very likely, because that's what coaches do. That's who coaches are. But it was just, part of it was bizarre to me. Just the, I don't know. It was just, it was almost lifeless. And I just wonder if the Blue Jackets sucked the life out of the Tampa Bay Lightning in last night's game. But that was last night, and tomorrow is another day. But tomorrow the Blue Jackets are going to be back home. They're going to be at Nationwide Arena. They're going to have a chance to get a stranglehold on this series. And you know what would be the best thing for the Blue Jackets? You. You, there in full voice. Don't talk much today. Save your voice, because you're going to have to yell. You're going to have to scream tomorrow. Simple as that. They need you. They need the fifth line. That kind of backing in a series like this is going to be terrific and huge for this team. If you don't have tickets to the game yet, go to bluejackets.com. You can get your tickets right there, pick your seat, and have it all set up to be at the game tomorrow. 7 o'clock start time tomorrow. Our pregame coverage on the Blue Jackets radio network starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. You'll be able to hear the game on 97.1 The Fan in Columbus and our network stations throughout Ohio, and there are some in West Virginia as well. You can get the game on your phone by using the Blue Jackets app or the TuneIn app. And, of course, as always, on your computer, BlueJackets.com is where you can find the audio of tomorrow night's game. What a game it should be. Game 3, and it's at Nationwide Arena. The Blue Jackets and the Tampa Bay Lightning, first-round Stanley Cup playoff series. And the Blue Jackets have this series in their control. Can they maintain control tomorrow? That's what we'll find out. Until then, I'm Bob McElligott saying so long.